On Allegheny College Week, water testing is an important resource. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Janelle Jumadinova, assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science, explores how robotics can help us in this cause.
What do you get when you combine a robot, sensor, software, and water? An automated underwater quality testing robotic system, of course. A project is motivated by the need of communities surrounded by water sources for a comprehensive and continuous water quality testing without the use of many financial and human resources. Water quality testing is important as it can identify possible contaminants in the water and it can be used over time to predict the presence of algae blooms and other environmental factors. Harmful algae blooms, also known as red tides, have been recognized as a rapidly expanding threat to the ecosystem and humans and have become an environmental problem in all 50 states. They can cause mass mortalities of marine life and negatively impact local tourism, fisheries, and other industries. Over the last 2 years, we developed an automated underwater robotic sensor system comprised of multiple sensors that are able to collect data simultaneously and an analytics software that can analyze data in real time over an extended period. The sensor system attaches to an underwater robot that is able to travel to different depths and locations and collect data from different levels of the water column when sampling water quality. The robotic unit with waterproof sensors is then able to transmit the data to the analytics software autonomously. The software utilizes machine learning algorithms to aggregate, learn, and predict trends in the collected data. To ensure the production of timely information, the software creates an analysis of the immediate water quality, as well as the longer-term analysis that can be utilized for prediction purposes.
That was Janelle Jumadinova of Allegheny College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.